Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. Today we have Miss Sweetie hosting Your Time to Shine. So I'm really, really excited. So, Miss Sweetie, how you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. I'm so, so excited because, you know, I've been going through this music, listening to all your selections, and I'm just like, good job. Wonderful. I can't wait to meet these amazing artists that you chose for the show tonight. So tell us a little bit about, tell us a little bit about Your Time to Shine for everyone who's tuned in for the first time and for those who've never heard about Your Time to Shine. Tell them a little bit about your segment.
Okay, guys, Your Time to Shine segment is about, I don't want to say underground artists, but unsigned artists that is out there trying to get their music out to everybody, not just your local city, but to everybody. And I mean, with the Intune show, you really never know who's listening. So you might want to get in contact with myself to get your music onto Your Time to Shine segment. Because I mean, I feel like the Intune show is going somewhere. It's actually getting there. And I think this is your time to shine. So why don't you contact me via Facebook or Twitter? Or you can contact me via my email address, and I'll give all the information to you. And we can get you on the show for 15 minutes of fame.
Yes. That is so exciting. I mean, can you get me on the show for 15 minutes of fame? I'm working on my single, like, tonight, just so I can be on your time to shine.
Sure, Missy. Anything for you.
Yay. I hear that now. I'm holding Miss Sweetie to her word. She's going to actually have me on her segment. I'm excited. So I also wanted to point out about Miss Sweetie that she's also, I mean, this woman wears so many hats on her own time, but she's also so many things on the Intune show, which a lot of the guys don't really know either. So let's just kind of break them down. And the first thing is hostess of Your Time to Shine. She's also our internship and volunteer coordinator. And she's also one of the panel for the Intune View, which is launching on the 30th at 9 p.m. So, Miss Sweetie, I asked again, like, how the heck do you do this? I mean, really, how do you do this?
Well, I feel like you make it easy for all of us. I mean, coming aboard has been so exciting. Like, every week or every day, I see something different, you know, as far as in the show and the things that you're showing us as far as, you know, the whole radio business. And like I've always said, I just wish much more for you, for not only just on this online to where we can be actually on a radio station. And that's what I hope for. I mean, I love what I'm doing, the internship, the Your Time to Shine, the volunteers, because I'm meeting a lot of different people. And that's very exciting. A lot of different people, a lot of different personalities. And now I'm with this growing family that every day on Twitter, somebody else is saying hi to me and say, well, I'm part of the family now. I'm like, okay, well, we need to talk so I know who you are. I mean, the Intune family is growing. And a lot of people I don't even know. So, hi, new family. I'm Latrice, Miss Sweet Tea.
Exactly. It's amazing. I mean, God has been really, really good. I'm so grateful to everyone who, you know, contributes to the show on some level, and even our listeners, because at this point, we almost at 35K. I mean, really? And I wouldn't even fathom. For some people, that may be like, hey, 35K, that's nothing when there's people that's doing whatever. But we're not worried about those people. We're worried about what we're doing and the positive things that we're doing. It takes time because we're not rushing through our process. We're trying to make sure that we have as many people on board and in tune to life and the things that's around them. And that's amazing people like our team, our family, and all those individuals like yourself that tune into our show, that interact with us, that don't tune into our show, but tweet us and follow us and believe in what we're doing anyway. And that's what makes the In Tune show so great. And that's why I think that we're doing great, because of the simple fact in this day and age, so many people are so distracted with so many things, including myself, and it's hard sometimes to, you know, compartmentalize things and put them into sections. And I'm learning that doing this show and doing all the 50 million things that we all do individually, that what makes my day at all times is being able to have amazing people around me like yourself and the rest of the fam, but people that get it. People that get it is the most amazing feeling whatsoever, because people will run to negativity before they will run to something that's real and true. So
yes,
we,
and that's what the little research that I've done, especially for the panel, the View panel for on November 30th next week, guys. I noticed that they're saying that online radio shows is what's going to be really, really popular. I mean, it's getting there, to where there's so many radio shows online that people are actually going to that, because nowadays more people spend more time at their computers in their office than they do in their own home and in their vehicle. And 9 times out of 10, the only time you really listen to the radio is in your car or when you're at home cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And another key point to add on to what Ms. Ritchie said is that for all those who are tuned in right now, that radio is radio. So just like a book, if you download the book is still a book. It just doesn't have the pages. You just have access to just not carrying the book. So it's pretty much the same. And the dimensions of if you from one state to state, you can get certain channels that you enjoy listening to up until a certain point. But then it'll cut off and you have other stations that's all fuzzy and stuff and you're trying to figure out what I'm going to listen to. But with internet radio, the beauty of it all is that we go anywhere worldwide, no matter where. I have interviewed people from Afghanistan. That's how crazy internet radio is. So for those that think internet radio is just whatever, you need to get in tune. And not only have I interviewed amazing people from different countries, I've also had amazing people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly but surely, they'll get it. So we're going to stop talking your heads off about the InTune show. For all those who are tuned in for the first time, we hope it's not your last, because we're always thinking of interactive, creative ways to keep you in tune. So without further ado, we're going to talk about our first guest that's on Mignon. So if you want to tell us a little bit about her, Miss Sweet Tea.
Yes, ma'am. Mignon is a very awesome, from what I can see and from what I have read, a very awesome gospel singer in the making. I mean, she's already there. She's won contests. She's actually singing right now with James Fortune and Faya. And if anybody knows who James Fortune is, he is Faya. And that is an awesome radio group. She's been singing, I don't want to say it wrong, so she can correct me when she come on. I believe that she was 5. She's been singing a long time. And this is actually, I hate to say something, well, I love to say this is somebody I know, and I've been watching this person grow from year to year to year to year, and the things that she is doing, not only in music, but in ministry, is a real blessing to a lot of young people that comes around her, because she's capturing the young people. So I'm really proud of this young lady, and I can't wait to speak to her, because there are some things I still don't know about her.
Yes, definitely. I listened to her music, which we're about to play right now as we wait for her to call in like a minute. It's beautiful, and it's called I Am God. So definitely tune in to this and let us know what you think. And if you want to call in to speak to Miss Sweetie or myself or even Mignon, you can dial in at 818-495-6975 and you'll be live with us. So you guys tune into this, and as soon as this is over, we should have her on the line. So listen in. Mignon with I Am God. What do you think about that track, Miss Richie?
I'm loving it. I Am God, and I'm glad that we started on a high note. That way it can honestly calm my nerves a little bit. So I'm glad we went there.
That's okay. Enjoy yourself. This is what it's about, enjoying yourself. This is your segment. It's your show, and you can laugh, joke. You can do whatever you want on it. I'm just here co-hosting with you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, I told her to call in at 6:10, but I'm thinking maybe we should give her a call. What do you think?
I think we should.
Okay, awesome. I haven't done one of those in a long time, call out to people during the show, but I'm excited to do it now. Yay, it's about to all happen. Like a kid in a candy store. Okay, let's call her now and get her up on the line. Yeah, Miss Sweetie, so we're going to have like a lot of amazing things on the panel, and I'm really looking for like everyone amazingly have their own topics. And the reason why I wanted to know ahead of time about the topics was because I didn't want everyone to have the same topic. So again, it's just amazing how everyone is so awesome and everyone has their own thing. But here we go. Let's see what's happening. See if we can get
Hello.
Hi, it's Miss Sweet Tea and Miss Pink from the Intune Show. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We were waiting for you to call in, but we just decided to call you.
Oh, great.
Awesome. Yeah, like, you know, your music uplifted us so much that we just wanted to call you. We didn't want to wait another second.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. That makes me smile.
Great. Which is a nice smile, by the way. So, let's kick it right off, Miss Sweetie.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this evening, Mignon?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing just great. Well, of course, I'm glad to finally get you on the show so we can let other people hear the great voice of God. And I thank you for the music that you're putting out there.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad that someone else is enjoying it. I'm glad that it's a blessing to the people.
That's good. Okay, so I have a couple of questions for you here. And one of the things that I wanted to know, because I said something earlier, and I said I hope she can go ahead and correct me if I'm saying it wrong, and I did say that you've been singing since you were the age of 5. So how long have you actually been singing?
Really, I've seen videos of me singing at the age of 2, so it's been a little longer than 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you know where this great gift comes from?
My mother and my father actually sing. My father is actually number 7 out of 12. It's 12 girls and 8 boys, and they have a group called the Bolton Brothers. So I get it from my dad as well as my mom. My mom sings as well. So I get it. I got it from both sides.
Now, I Am God is a very uplifting song. And like I said, we love it. And with the music industry now, I can imagine that it's probably tough. So I know that rap and R&B is like this big thing now. You have to be a rapper or you have to be this R&B singer. So, I mean, have you ever... So, like, in your mind, has there any been a cross in your mind to maybe cross over to another genre?
Yes, but it was a very quick thought. The only reason, though, was, you know, because in the R&B world, it's money, a lot more money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't forget how I was raised, and I can't forget how, you know, God has kept me. So I can never leave, you know, my background of singing.
Okay. Is there anyone that you would like to work with here in the near future, or are you working on any new projects?
I'm actually going to release my Christmas single. It'll be out within the next week and a half. So it'll be my first time actually releasing something outside of the single that you guys have now. It'll be my first time doing a Christmas single, I should say. So I'm excited about that. As far as working with someone... Donnie McClurkin. I want to actually do a song with Donnie McClurkin. That's one of my dreams. But I can say that God has really allowed me to pursue and succeed. You know, with a lot of my other dreams that I've had with Kirk Franklin and Kimberell, James Fortune. You know, God has already opened the doors to, you know, minister with those people. So I'm grateful. So now I'm just working on getting with Donnie McClurkin. So I hope he hears this so I can, hopefully he'll call me and tell me to come on.
Well, I hope, Mr. McClurkin, you're listening, too. I just want to sit in the background of this whole mixture. Great fan here. Okay. So outside of that, could you, like, describe your type? I mean, I know it's gospel what we're getting, but can you describe where you're going with it? You know how Kirk Franklin is... I don't want to say he's pop, but he's still gospel, but he's, you know, Kirk Franklin pull you in, and then there's, you know, your Shirley Caesar. So what line are you along?
I want to be out the box. I don't want to be an in-the-box artist. I know I have a ministry for women, so, you know, battered women, you know, abused women mentally, physically. You know, I have a song on my record called Woman, and it's about being a star to other women, being that I guess, mirror to other women how they want to be and how they desire to be. You know, that's one of the main songs. And it's a crossover song. And I really hope that it really goes as far as my mind is going, as far as I can imagine it, and beyond that, you know, because I really think it's a song that I really minister to a lot of young women and older women. So I know that my ministry is, you know, towards, you know, women, so I want to focus on that. I don't want to just stay in the church walls. I want to do conferences. You know, I want to appear on TV. You know, I want to be on commercials. I want to be the movie theme song. You know, that's really what my mind is when it comes to ministry, because ministry is far beyond the church walls. You know, so I'm trying to go outside of church and touch the hearts of the people. However I got to do it, that's how I want to do it.
Beautiful.
Wow. That's great to hear. I'm not impressed. That's great to hear. Now you just left me speechless.
So can I ask a question? Is it okay if I ask a question?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Sure. I wanted to know, like, you know, you brought up your ministry for women and stuff, which is a beautiful thing, and that's what we promote here on the show as well, like, and, you know, uplifting and empowering. But I just wanted to know, what are some of your inspirations? You know, what inspires you to do these things? Because when we choose different paths, you know, it has to be something that is either close to our hearts, you know, so I just wanted to know, what compels you, you know, outside of being a woman, to want to, you know, go down that road of, you know, in uplifting and empowering women, especially in a battered, sheltered realm?
Well, the thing that pushes me is experience. I've gone through mental abuse, and mental abuse is a terrible place to be in. So I can only imagine what physical abuse is. So, you know, that's the thing that pushes me. I hated the experience, but I knew the experience was very important in order for me to be where I am now and to have the desire that I have and to be able to have a testimony. So, you know, the experience that I've had with, you know, the mental abuse, you know, it has given me strength to be able to talk to other women and encourage other women and to let them see, you know, a miracle and for them to hear a testimony. So that's what pushes me to want to do what I do.
Beautiful. I'm sorry, Miss Sweet Tea. Please, you can have her. I just wanted her for 2 seconds.
No, not a problem, because I'm still sitting here basking in what she said. That was something very inspirational, and I'm glad she said that. And I hope that's a dream, not just a dream. I hope that that's something that will come to you and that, you know, you can actually go ahead and achieve, because that is something that's going on now. You know, even with young ladies, you know, younger ladies, that's something that they go through. They always hear to talk and tell them what's going on with them and what happened. So I'm
trying
to bring a lot of young ladies out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, if I can ask like 2 more, that'd be great, and then we'll let you go. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Yay. So I was wondering, do you have any other hidden talents? Like, we know that you're creative. We know that you can sing. We know that you're a giver. But is there anything else that people don't know about you?
I am... I never say this, but I love to crochet. I love
to
sew things.
You're going to have to teach me. You're going to have to teach me, but go ahead.
I do. I actually made my own headboard, and I just used different material, and I actually hand-knitted it. I didn't use a sewing machine or anything. I hand-knitted it. I just took the time and just did it. Used my, you know, creative imagination and just kind of did what I saw in my mind. So I love to crochet, and I love to sew.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I love to sew as well. I never picked up crochet. I actually ran into a girl yesterday shopping that actually crocheted dresses. So I took her card.
Wow,
so it's just so ironic
awesome.
That you brought up crochet. Yeah, girl, you know, I got to get one of those. I don't know how it's going to look, where I'm going in it, but that something like that has to happen in my life.
That's awesome. I've never seen anything like that before.
I mean, beautiful stuff. I'll send you the link via email. But
please.
I wanted to know, what has been, like, the highest and the lowest point of your journey so far?
The highest part, okay, the highest part I can honestly say, and it's kind of like off of, it's probably what you guys wouldn't imagine me saying, but the highest part was has been me having my child. And I say that because I'm not married, and, you know, with me singing gospel, you know, you get condemned and judged for things like that. But it's a part of my climb, you know what I'm saying? And having my child, it caused me to lose some things, but then it caused me to gain some things, you know, and it caused me to gain a whole nother audience, a whole nother crowd to minister to, because people want to know, you know, well, how are you able to be a mother and still balance things out? You know, how did you approach God in your forgiveness and asking him to, you know, redeem you and restore you? You know, so it drew another crowd and it opened up another door for me to witness to other people. So I would say that that's been the highest point of my journey. The lowest point of my journey, I don't really have a low point, because once I really say yes to God and to where he, you know, was having me to go, it's been an up and up situation ever since, you know. So my thing is if you just put God first and just trust God in all that you do, you can't do anything but go up. So you won't have no low moments, because if you just trust him, he'll always, even when you think you're at a low point, you're really not. You're higher than you were the day before or last year. So I can't say that I have a really low moment. That makes sense?
It makes a lot of sense, okay. And I love you. I just want you to know that. Like, I'm embracing you as a sister. Like, I love everything that you're saying. I love your music. I love where you're coming from. I love where you're going. It's beautiful, and I'm glad that we had the opportunity, you know, to gain on you. So we definitely, our family now, know this. We will stay connected, and during your, you know, course through life, we want to stay connected. So if there's any way that Sweet Tea and I, the Intune family, can help you promote or have you back on the show to follow up with your new Christmas song and things of that nature, then just definitely reach out and let us know, because we want to stay connected and stay in tune to all the amazing things that you are at all times. Is that cool?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is.
Yay! So it was more than a blessing talking to you, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sweet Pea.
You're welcome. But before you go, just shout out to everybody where they can find you to stay in tune with you.
You can find me on, of course, YouTube. You can look me up, Mignon Bolton, that's MINONBOLTON, and then Facebook, facebook.com/Mignon Bolton. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Sing Mignon. I'm on a social cam, Mignon Bolton, and I'm on, what's the other one? Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram with Sing Mignon as well.
We definitely will stay connected. You have a beautiful evening, and we look forward to all that you do. Beautiful. Have a good night.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yay. So she's awesome, Miss Sweet Tea. I love her. I love her, love her, love her, love her, love her.
Yes, and the nerves are going away now.
Yeah, we definitely want to, you know, keep those nerves down. And it's so funny, though, when people tell me that, Miss Sweet Tea, like, I'm so nervous. And I'll be like, why, though? Why? What do you think that is, though? Am I being mean? Am I being mean when I ask why?
No, ma'am, because it's one of those things you got to think. First of all, we can't see each other. So why are we nervous? But it is a thing. I don't know what it is.
You know, it's all good. It's all good. I think nervousness is good. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. I say it's a good thing because it keeps you on your toes. And it's, for some people, it's a bad thing because it knocks them off their feet because they can't focus. So it depends on the individual. But you are doing absolutely fine, and I'm enjoying myself. So it's definitely, you know, nothing but hugs and love going on your time to shine today. So the next person that we have coming up is Trell. Am I saying his name right, Miss Sweet Tea?
Trell Mack.
Yes, Troll Mac. And before he tunes in, which I just got an email from his manager who just said that he'll be calling in on the dot. So I'm definitely feeling the fact that, you know, management is on key. So let's just go ahead and play his song, which is Dreams of a Winner by Troll Mac. And for all those who want to dial in and talk to him or have any questions for Miss Sweet Tea or myself, you can definitely take the time to do so at 818-495-6975. Until he dials in, let's play Dreams of a Winner, and we'll be back on with Trell Mac.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
It's that time, man. It's time to shine. Yeah. Feel me? Yeah, yeah, I know I'm gifted. Sometimes it feels like I'm drifting. Ain't come to the bottom of the sea, so I won't let go my vision. Lost steps to go that distance. In between making weird decisions. Real life interrupting my dreams like real life don't see my existence. And they say, man, the sky's the limit. And I'm still trying to fly up in it. I don't smoke, but I feel so tempted. Pull it up, homie, let's get lifted. Yo, swear, man, my mind is shifted. In a place where I just don't fit in. Just when y'all start to end it, I show the world beginning. And left it right there. I swear this life don't fight fair. When Freddy witnessed my nightmares. No studio, no mic man. No tour, no hype man. No more music excitement. It's just me and my nightstand. I'm sleeping, dreaming. Till I woke up with that right plan. So no more taking your advices. I know exactly how my life is. So I gripped it up with a tight fist. Confident with my dice is. And y'all can be indecisive. I know exactly where my mic is, yeah.
My time, gonna get my shine. I'ma take my place in front of the line. And I won't stop till I reach the top. You're witnessing the dream of a winner.
The magazines that's been showing me love, man. All the producers, the engineers, they're making my sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Yeah, we go straight to the top this time around, man. Look out for us, okay? All right, yeah. Yo, man, they tried to tell me I was falling off. So I had to come back with something quick. Y'all gonna hear me. You know my motto. Inspired by greatness, man.
Yeah, so that was Dreams of a Winner by Trell Mack. Miss Sweet Tea, can we tell our listeners a little bit about Trell before we bring him on?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Trell Mack, he's been actually out since 2007, 2008. He's been featured all over the industry. He has released projects such as The Mac of the Year and The New Dynasty. And he, as you know, in his bio, he said that he had stopped doing music for a while to handle some personal business. Now he said he is back, he is hungry, and he is ready to get in the game. His music has evolved to a higher level, and can't nobody tell him nothing right about now. She's ready.
I know, that's right. Sounds like my type of person. So let's bring him right on. Mr. Tron Mac, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Great, oh, thanks.
Hey,
so,
that's,
Mr.
What's up. That's what's up.
What?
Yeah, what's good?
Okay. How are you? You said you're fine?
Yeah, I'm glad to be on. I appreciate you having me on tonight.
Sure.
I was just testing my phone. I couldn't hear you for a second there. Okay, so where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia, born and raised, you know. I get out of here every chance I get, you know, just to see some different scenery, man. But I love Philadelphia. Philadelphia got a lot of history to it. So I'm glad to be from where I'm from. And, you know, I'm just trying to be the next thing to come out, you know.
Okay. And your song, Dream of a Winner, by the way, when I first heard that, I said, okay, I don't want to hear no other songs, but I did listen to your other songs. And I did like them all. Don't get me wrong. I really did. But Dreams of a Winner, I felt like it was so inspirational that it was something that we needed to hear right now because it can inspire someone else. So at this time, what is Trell Mac's dream of being a winner?
Well, just having overall success, man, overall health and life, man, just really pretty much living the best way I can, man. I think when people look at success, they think they always got to be about money when it's not really the case. I think if you have a certain goal that you're trying to accomplish in life, whether it's to be a cook or be a doctor or whatever, and that's the passion that you have, you want to go for it, and I think that's to be the ultimate goal for everybody. For me, it's just to pretty much bring something new to the industry, to the hip hop world, and to show people what I got. So the industry, what I made of, and all the fans of music, let them get a chance to hear my story and what I got going on as far as music is concerned.
Wow. Okay. And also, what made you? You know, what really just made you want to do music versus being a doctor or, you know, a lawyer or something else? What made you want to do music?
Well, music was something as a kid, I was always artistic and various things. Even before me getting in the world of music, I used to also draw. I guess used to be able to sit and draw portraits of people as a kid. So I always had that artistic thing about me. Growing up, I was always been a fan of music. Always been a fan of Tupac, man, and listening to him and trying to recite his lyrics all the time. Kind of really got me into the motion of doing music, as well as listening to other people running local neighborhoods that's out there that's grinding. I always had a dream as far as school is concerned. Man, my major when I was in the college was to be an accountant and a business law. But you know, I just can't really see that life for me at the time. But I always knew that I had music. Music was my passion. I knew how to write. I knew how to, you know, put words together, stuff like that. So eventually it became something I wanted to make a career out of. And that was around in 2007 when I initially said, okay, this is the time for me to go ahead and do this music thing, because a lot of people are supporting. They're loving the movement, and they love what they hear. So I was just, you know, right there by their side to give them what they wanted.
Okay. So how do you actually feel about, like, the rap music now? I mean, is there anything, I would say, that you would probably change in it, or how do you feel like that you would be different from what we have going on now?
Well, right now I wouldn't change anything about music. I mean, that's what makes music so great, because it's different people got, you know, their own fan bases. Some people might not agree with music, certain types of music that is being made, but that's the beauty of music. Because think about if we had one big, perfect music world, it just wouldn't be nothing really to talk about. But I think it's good. It's a very competitive field to be in, and I think the fact that we have different styles of music, it gives people options, and that's really what it's about. As far as me being different, I'm just being myself. I'm just giving the world of my story. Everybody's story is pretty much unique, and everybody are unique in their own right. It's just really how you present it. You know, all music is pretty much put together the same. It's just really how you present it. And I'm just, you know, like I said, giving the world a piece of where I came from and what I've been through, and being able to shed light to the world on that.
Okay, and thank you for sharing. What would you like to watch in the studio?
Is someone in the industry, major wise?
Anybody.
Well, I always wanted to work with Kanye West, man. I think he's a great artist, great musician, great producer. That's one of the persons I always wanted to work with, especially around 2007, 2008, when I was, putting together those projects, Mac of the Year and in the Dynasty. I used a lot of soulful beats and soulful samples around that time. So it was like, everybody used to tell me so much, like, dang, man, it sounded like if you used to get in contact with Kanye, if y'all could work together, it'd be great. So, and it kind of stuck with me, and I started hearing more and more. But another talented guy that I definitely like to work with is, on the production side of things, is Ryan Leslie, man. He's a very, very talented individual, man. And I think if we work together, we definitely make some heat. But as far as artists in the game right now, I want my working with Kendrick Lamar, Drake, especially Meek Mill, some being from Philadelphia. We definitely want to embrace where we came from and try to, bring it out more and show that, yeah, Philadelphia can be positive and bring out some good music as well. So, that's the name of a few, man. I could go all day. Jay-Z, Nas, I'd definitely let it work with them. But, the list would go on and on and on. But, I just wanted to give y'all a little song.
Absolutely. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. So, you keep saying that, my experiences and things of that nature, and we're not asking you to get deep or anything like that, but overall, how have you feel like you have grown as an artist, and in what manner?
As I feel as I grown as an artist.
Yes, because it says that you. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want to kind of like break down what I mean. Like in terms of you were doing music, then you stopped doing music, and now you're back at it full speed ahead. In terms of the fact that you say you just want people to convey to your listeners, your experiences throughout your life, your journey. So how have you felt, like, as from your personal experience, have you grown as an artist?
Oh, sure. I'm glad you asked it because even the time when I took off from music, I think that time that I took off was definitely, it was a gift and a curse mix. I definitely didn't want to stop music, but I was able to go through some things and able to have a story to tell. Because before, I was just rapping, but I see that when you have actually stories to tell, people will relate more to you. Around that time, I had a family around that time, so me working 9 to 5 and just trying to get things together, to take care of my family and, me not wanting to do 9 to 5 and starting my own company and, starting to struggle with that. It becomes a toll, and you'd be like, dang, man, my dream was to really do music, and I'm looking at everything from the outside. I'm like, man, all these things going on, I can't keep using them as an excuse. I mean, they're there, and they're issues that I'm, trying to grow around, but if I take action, if I pretty much manage my time and how I approach it, it'll definitely help me get to the next level where I need to be. So, it definitely grew me up, and I have grown more as a man, be able to talk about certain things, more mature, and this is for anybody, that went through struggles and, went through tribulations. It was like, man, they had a dream that they really wanted to pursue, but they couldn't because of what was around them. There's really no excuse to just go ahead and I could tell people my story. Listen, I was there before. Now I'm here and I'm making music, and everything is lovely.
Absolutely. So, are you like performing now? Do you do venues? Do you do showcases? What are you doing in that aspect?
Well, right now we just got finished releasing my Inspired by Greatness EP September 4th. So right now we're pretty much working at the promotion and stuff on that. I'm definitely trying to acquire more shows and stuff, push hard in the streets. So that's what we're trying to focus on now. We definitely got a DJ that's ready to go out here when we're ready to get these shows together. And that's really what it is right now. But we're definitely trying to do more shows, and that's really our main focus, to get out here on the road and being able to, have the music with the face now.
Absolutely. And I have one last question. Do you like to do collaborations? Because I noticed that you have a collaboration on a mixtape. Do you enjoy doing those, or do you prefer to do solo projects?
Nah, man, I love collaborating with other artists because it's always a fun thing, and plus you'd be able to learn from other genres of music or even other, you know, acts that's coming up along with me, and I think it's a beautiful thing to create that unity, especially in the music business. So me collaborating with people is just something I just love to do. And it's good because it's like, you know, we got two different styles just coming on board and trying to create something, you know, for the people to hear. So I love it. I just can't wait to really get to the next level and start collaborating with some of the big people. But, you know, the guys I collaborate with now, nothing wrong with it. I love doing it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for answering my questions, Ms. Sweetie.
Yes, and I'd like to actually thank you. I have no more questions, but I really like to thank you, and I'm so glad I finally got to meet you because I've been listening to your music for the past month now. So I'm really excited about matching a voice with the music. I'm really excited about that. And thank you so much for taking time out to come on to the show.
Oh, no doubt. I definitely appreciate you guys having me on because, like, you know, us artists on the come up definitely need all the help that we can get, man, and y'all definitely became a part of me, my success in the future, and I definitely appreciate it, and I'm forever grateful.
Yeah, so tell people where they can find you.
Okay, no problem. You can find me on pretty much all the social media, Twitter, that's at TrailMac, Facebook.com/TrailMac. You can hit me up on my home base website, that's TrailMac.com, and the label website is SKERecords.com.
Well, we're definitely going to stay in tune, right, Miss Sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I love his voice,
okay,
and
yeah.
I love your intellect. I just need to let you know that before I let you go. Like, I did not flirt for, like, over 2 weeks, so I definitely have to take the time to do that right now before I let you go. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
I'm a flirt, too. Your voice sound good on here, too. So I'm just holding back. I'm just trying to keep it professional, so, you know. But you know, you got my Twitter, so you hit me up on Twitter. They got a DM feature on there.
Definitely, Trav. We appreciate you so much. And as we tell all our guests, you know, we don't like to just kind of converse like one time. We like to make families. We like to build our family. And you having you on the show, I hope, is not like a one-time thing. We definitely want to be here to support you throughout your journey. And, you know, it takes a team to do the things that we need to do. And it takes good people that are not looking for anything other than your success to come to light.
Yes,
so we definitely are here for you as needed, okay? So you have a good night, and we thank you. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Thanks, Lee. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, so he was awesome.
Yes, he was. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you have some really awesome people tonight. Like, I'm so, like, thrilled and excited. And I knew that you would be good at this. That's why when you first came up with the concept, so for all those who don't know, like, this wasn't my idea, guys. This was Miss Sweet T's idea. I just was like, do it.
Yeah, and it's just, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, artists out there that needs to be heard. There's a lot of great artists out there that needs to be heard, and I just felt like this was an opportunity. So I hope it can keep
absolutely
going.
Absolutely. And we're going to definitely keep it going on the Intune Show. And as I see it, it's only going to get better from here. And the one thing that Trail Mac just said that touched me was the fact that he thanked us for aiding in his success. So he's already creating his path by being successful, by looking at the little things, or what someone else may look at as a little thing, I should say, as something big. And that was like being on the Intune Show. So hats off to Trail Mac for, you know, seeing that every step is a step closer to your success. So the next person that we have calling in is it Blitz? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I'm so bad with names, I swear. I'm surprised people are not meeting me outside beating me down with names. Like, VC, are you called my name? And I'm so big on, like, people saying your name and addressing you properly, and then I go and mess up every person's name I encounter. What is up with that? Let it be a little bit over three letters. I'm confused. I know, right? It's like that blonde status. It's that blonde status. Like, I don't know what's going on. So we're definitely going to play One Time. Or should we play Last Night by Blitz? Which one did you prefer?
I actually like One Time because I like the beat.
All right. So that's what we're about to play. Yeah, it's all about you tonight, baby. It's all about you. So Miss Sweet Tea wants to hear One Time by Blitz, so we're going to tune in, and hopefully by the time this song is over, he'll be on the lines ready to chat it up with us. So, again, for all those who want to call in and talk to Miss Sweet Tea or myself or even Blitz, dial in 818-495-6975. Until then, tune in to One Time. Here we go.
One time for my city. One time for my city. One time for my city, dodging one time for my city. One time for my city, one time for my city. One time for my city, dodging one time for my city. Ha, lame talk, but don't know me. Pay them no attention, got me feeling like the old me. If I wanna get you, I'ma kill you, nigga, slowly. Lean into a tele, but we'll run up on you boldly. All I do is win, trying to get the guacamole. Lyrics loaded like a Nina, turn that beat to ravioli. And I'm sure, you niggas gotta show me the way you act, and I'ma introduce you to the old me, homie.
One time for my city,
I'ma
do it.
One time for my city,
man, I'ma do it.
One time for my city,
dodging one time for my city,
man, I'ma do it.
One time for my city,
I'ma do it.
One time for my city,
man. Well, we ain't know. And if you came to hate, well, tell me this. Why you people gotta cut on my shelves? But it's straight, cause I ain't stunting it. All the conversation given is irrelevant. Not talking money, you insulting my intelligence. And now I'm hot, cause the nigga went through hell to get it. One time for my big bro, Fred to get. He can take it by a place where you dread to live. If I want it, I'ma take it, ain't nothing to give. From 41st to Fillmore, where I used to live. Then my mother moved us off the Hanley Street. One time for my niggas up in Maryville. South Bend, Fort Wayne. From the Indy to the winning man is very real. East Chicago, Michigan City. I got a couple itty bitty ready to get to the gritty. I got my partners up at Crown Point. Lafayette, should reveal not town, get a fan rolling with, and everywhere goes down if you ain't know. Guess it's from a place where too many can't go. If you look right, boy, you gon' get left. So it's best if you go humming like your dough. Lose that key, cause they lose their mind. If you get gone, boy, you hard to find. Don't get paranoid, better watch your back. Now every 2 minutes, bitch, looking at the blind. I ain't gon' lie, homie, I ain't gon' flex. Even though it's bad, man, my city is the best. 219, homie, ain't nothing less. From the nappy to the strip, you better guard your chest.
One time for my city, I'ma do it. One time for my city,
man, I'ma do it. Looking like, yo, what's next is a coast. And it's only right to accept to his close. So why they lame dudes wanna flex me for? Left of the shot, below the D. Since she got a man, she ain't trying to creep. When I leave it now, she trying to get a hold of me. But the white girl wanna get a load of me. I'm chillin'. And I'm riding through the city with a couple niggas with me. Got a couple things to bring me. Y'all depending how I'm feeling. And I'm trying to get a penny. You can come and get it with me. But before you come and see me, better know that I be feeling. Who you know where the grind is like this her? Who you know where them rhymes, they can make it worse. Cause I can spit a verse while they pulling up the hearse. Leave a hater messed up. Go and charge it to the nurse. I'm gone. Tell that boy set night. Ain't no see me when you see me, I'ma cut now. And I'ma catch you slipping with you, how you better come down. Put the city with me, let me show you where I'm from now. And after that, proceed to hate. Ball so hard, like, what's the go? Jealous man, and it's a female trait. And you bragging the rappers ain't got the flow. And I'ma be a real nigga to the death of me. If you fake, proceed to the left of me. These girls be like, you killing them. Ask why, cause they know I got the heavy D. And I ain't gon' lie, I ain't gon' flex. Even though it's bad, man, my city is the best. 219, homie, gang, nothing less. From the nappy to the strap, you better guard your chest.
One time for my city, I'ma do it. One time for my city,
man, I'ma do it.
One time for my city, dodging one time for my city.
Yeah, so one time, what do you think? Beat is hot.
Yes, it is.
Yay, beat. Had me over here bopping my head. I loved it. Yeah, so while we're waiting for him to give us a call, and which should be in another minute,
we will just, you know, talk about them for a second. Let's tell us a little bit about Blitz.
All right, now Blitz, I'm gonna let him explain his bio a little more because he gave us some good information. There's some questions I have on some things he said, but he was inspired by Michael Jackson. He has been on projects alongside of Marvelous J, Waka Flocka, Shorty Red, just to name a few. He's a producer, an artist, businessman, engineer, and I hope you don't mind me saying, at the age of 21, this boy is carrying all those titles right now. His latest project, King, and it has a meaning in behind it, which I really like. King stands for Keeping Inspiration Near God. And I'm going to let him explain that some more. If I said he has some things, I got some questions on. So hopefully he'll give us a call here soon because I want to talk to Blitz. He's very interesting to be 21.
Wow, 21, huh? And I love the whole concept with the King. I love it.
Yes, ma'am. And that's his latest project. He also has a single out called, it's his second single, and it's called Last Night, and it's more of a party mood type song. It has some energy as well. So hopefully he can talk about that one too.
Yay, well, I'm excited now. I mean, I was already excited to get to talk to him, but, you know, with that frame of mind, I'm ready to dig in right away. Because with 21, like Miss Sweet T said, at 21, I don't even remember what the heck I was doing. Probably shopping and spending my money on stuff instead of my bills. You know, that's how careless and reckless Miss P was. Like, I wasn't thinking about formulating, you know, concepts around words that are profound, like King. I was busy about, like, hey, I need those shoes in my life, so... Yeah, I can admit that. I was a little shopaholic addicted, but I'm better. I'm better, thank God. But, yeah, so at 21, that's really impressive, and I can't wait to talk to him in the game. So he said he'll be in tune at 6:55. It's 6:56, so hopefully he'll be giving us the call in shortly. Until then, we can recap one of our guests that we had on the show so far, like Mignon. And I don't know if I was pronouncing her name right, and I should have asked her. Is it Mignon or Mignon?
Mignon.
So we definitely want to stay in tune with her. So for all those that are, you know, out there tuned in right now, and for all those who are listening to the archive, we definitely stay in tune with our guests because, you know, it's the reason why we have these wonderful people on so others can gain. So definitely find her on Facebook. Definitely find her on Twitter. And she also said that she's on YouTube.
Everybody. She does have several videos on YouTube. I actually went on there myself just to see them. And she has several videos on YouTube that you can actually view and download. And they're quite inspirational.
That's awesome. And she also mentioned she was on Instagram. So I haven't really learned the whole dynamics around Instagram yet. And I'm really ever on there. But at the same time, you know, I think we need all these things for some reason. I still haven't figured out why we need to be on every social media network. But it'll all come to me one day before I'm like 90, you know, because it's like as I get older and I find more things that I have to do, I'm like, people like, hey, did you join such and such? And I'm like, really? Do I have to be on that too? Like, what is happening in this world where you have to be on every daggone thing that they have out known to man? Or you're not cool. So I don't like to be not cool.
Exactly, and it seems like, and they always say, well, I'm not on this, but I'm on this, and I'm like, well, I don't have that, because it's too much. I mean, you have all these apps on your telephone, then you're stuck with buying gigabytes for your phone. You can only hold so much in this little phone, or even on your computer. So, like I said, the online things and social networking is a big thing now, really a big thing.
It really is. And when you get to my age, it's like really like learning anything outside of what you know, like connect the dots and Miss Pac-Man and things of that nature, it just becomes too much. And that's why you guys don't really see me like worrying about who's following me, who's not following me, who's like Instagramming me, whatever the heck it is that we do on social media. I don't care. You know where to find us at. You can find us at theinstinctshow.com. And, yeah, that's basically our one place that, you know, I need to be found anyway. So if you guys are not, you know, registered, then definitely take the time to go to intuneshow.com to find us. Also, I wanted to point out that we have segment sections on our website, which Ms. Sweet Tea and I will be powwowing about as far as, like, your segment, your section on the site where we can put, like, all your contact information where people can find Ms. Sweet Tea to register for the next Time to Shine. All the info and rules of how to shine on the Intune Show will definitely be implemented on the site as well, as far as her, you know, as well as her email address and her contacts via Facebook and Twitter. And if you're not liked, if you haven't liked the page yet, tell them where they can go to like the page and be in tuned.
Very nice, fulfilling page, and I advise anyone to go and look, because, I mean, it shows you everything that Intune Show is about and the things that she has accomplished. And now, like I said, it's a lot of us that have come aboard, so the show is growing. So you can see everything that's on there. So I would encourage you to go look at the website as well, the Intune Show website.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You better do it. If you guys love us, you'll do it. So I think we have Mr. Blitz on the line, so I'm about to pick it up. I'm so confused when all the lines are lit up about who's who. I'm so retarded. I really don't know who's who. So we're going to have to play Russian roulette, I guess, to see who's who. Hopefully this is my right guess. Mr. Blitz, is that you?
Yeah, this is me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank God. My first try. I'm good. I win. No. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing real well. How you doing?
Good. Miss Sweet Tea?
Wait a minute. He took me away with the whole laid-back voice thing. Let me gather myself right quick before we continue.
It was like that poetry voice, huh? Like, yeah, how y'all doing? And we're like, whoa, okay, we're well, thanks. No.
Well, thank you, Blitz, for calling in. I really appreciate you taking the time out to speak with us this evening and letting your fans know more about you.
Well, man, I appreciate you guys for wanting to have me. This is an honor.
Well, thank you. Your song, we're going to jump right into it. Your song, One Time. I know in the song you mentioned a lot. Now, I know where you're from. But tell our listeners where the city 219 represents, in case they don't know.
219 represents the Midwest, Gary, Indiana, for anybody who don't know. G.I. Joe, whatever you want to call it, I'm Mr. 219, and this is One Time.
All right. And how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music since I was 9 years old, but I really started developing my skills around, like, 15 when I released my first gospel album.
Did you say your first gospel album? You did gospel?
Yeah, I used to do gospel rap up until about 18.
Wow.
Oh, really? So is that something, like, if we wanted to go back in time, could we find that?
You sure can. It's on iTunes. I used to go by Young Blitz, so look up Young Blitz, you'll be able to find it.
Okay, so the next time that we have you on the show, you know, we can go back and grab some more info and some more music. Like, oh, this was him back when he was 18.
No, I was 15 when I dropped it out.
So I also mentioned to the listeners that Michael Jackson inspired you. How did Mr. MJ inspire you?
Michael Jackson inspired me because He wasn't big on following trends. He was big on just creating music that worked for him. And one of my biggest quotes for myself is, don't create music, create memories. And I believe that's really what he did. He created memories through his sound and out, not just through his voice. Like, he made his vocals an instrument as opposed to just, you know, making it just random words. And he put his all into all his music, and that's pretty much what I love to do. And that's how I can relate to him. And, you know, my talent grew in hip-hop. You know, so I took, you know, the same characteristics that I loved about him and put it into my craft and made it, you know, hip hop.
Oh, wow. So on your latest project, King, as I mentioned to the listeners, your meaning for King, what was your inspiration in besides, you know, for that title?
My mother. She, when I was, you know, I used to do gospel, things like that. When I, you know, decided to just speak on, you know, my realistic, you know, from the angle that I really wanted to come from, she just always said, well, whatever you do, make sure you realize that God is your, you know, the reason why you have your talent and keep them first. So I was like, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. And I initially was going to make the mixtape Keeping Inspirations for God. But when I seen the word King, it just all came together. You know, I just took the acronym and, you know, made it my own. So my mother definitely inspired this for me.
That is wonderful. And I said your age earlier. I hope that was okay.
Yeah, I'm only 21.
Yes, sir. And you carry a lot of hats at the age of 21. How are you doing that?
Doing it right now. Like right now I'm handling some business and I'm, you know, making sure I relate to my fans and anybody who just want to listen to me right now. So it's just a matter of just doing it. Stop waiting. I don't like to depend on people, you know. And it's, you know, right now in 2012, it's hard to trust a lot of people. So you don't really come across a lot of people who genuinely want to help you. So you got to make it. You got to do it yourself.
Okay. All right. For 2021, you're very wise. That's a lot of wisdom instilled in you.
I mean, yeah, I stuck. I wasn't a kid that was outside playing basketball a lot. I was always in on a computer learning something or reading a book.
Okay. And if you ever got the chance, as I have asked, if you ever got the chance, who would you actually want to work with in the studio, rather if it just be a duet or, you know, a producer, who would you want to work with?
You know what? That's a good question.
And we'll just pretend they're listening right now.
I would want to work with a singer for definitely. Possibly somebody like Lloyd. The reason why I say Lloyd is because he has this voice that is so underrated, in my opinion. And I just feel like his voice goes with what I hear in my head, if that makes sense to you. Like, I hear a lot of different melodies, and I can place his vocals with those melodies, you know, off top. So Lloyd is probably one of the people, even though that was probably random.
Yes, I have a few questions. I just wanted to jump right in and ask, you know, how has the reception been since you transitioned from, like, gospel to, is it hip-hop? So how has that transition been for you with people that support your music?
I mean, it was definitely a rough transition, but it was a transition that I felt was best for me and my heart, you know. But it affected me and my music because I went through a stage to where I couldn't produce or speak up for myself. I went through a time period where I was always trying to rap for somebody else or rap to help somebody else, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't my healing process, and, you know, I wasn't doing it for my, you know, for the love. So, I mean, once I grasped that, you know, and grasped the consequences of my actions, you know, because I am transitioning from gospel to, you know, secular, you know, it's considered secular. So, I mean, it was rough, but it's pretty much just understanding I'm a man, I ain't perfect. You grow up, you realize if you see things differently. So, I mean, I spoke as a child and thought as a child, but now I'm a grown man. So, I mean, it definitely affects me with, you know, people's opinions, you know, that the people that matter, that care, you know, I care for it, genuinely care for it.
Right, absolutely. I mean, again, I hate to keep harping on your age, but for 21, you know, you have to know. And in today's society, there aren't a lot of people that are as inquisitive as you are in terms of, you know, the way you speak or carry yourself or even your thought process. What do you think or what can you share with us in terms of how do you manage or should I say just maintain building yourself with things, the state of the world, because as we all know, it's crazy. We hate to admit it sometimes, but it is what it is. So how do you manage to maintain yourself as a 21-year-old man?
Just me, I'm more like, I learned from my mother growing up, my parents, you know, they really didn't let a lot of people influence them. They didn't let a lot of people block them from their dreams. They didn't let a lot of people stop them from nothing. So for me, how I deal with the world is pretty much just tuning out, you know, all the crap, everything, that all the unnecessary stress and all the, you know, drama. You know, I don't put myself to try to put myself in situations and things like that, and just staying focused on my goals. If you got something to stay focused for, you're gonna always work towards it. You ain't gonna pay no attention to anything else, you know. That if it really matters, you know, and music is what matters to me. So just find your niche and keep going. Stab at it. Keep going. Try something new. You know, I tried a lot of different things before I figured out I wanted to be a, you know, hip hop artist. You know, so I do graphic design, cut hair, you know, work on cars here and there. You know, I got a lot of different things that a lot of different talents I was blessed with, but just staying focused on my goal is what keeps the world, you know, away from me, I guess.
Absolutely. And is there anything else that you would like to do in addition to music or fix cars or cut hair? Is there anything else that you want to do?
I just want to be a business owner for my I want to own businesses that can help benefit my family down the line, even when I'm gone. Ain't nobody pursuing music. I just want to be a business owner, somebody who put my name behind things and not necessarily in front, and just, you know, wait on the residuals to make sure my family's taken care of.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So I have like two more questions and then I'm done, if that's okay.
Oh, no, you're fine. You can ask as many as you want.
Okay, yay, I love that. You know, open book, just like me, kind of, sort of. But anyway, so where did you get your name from?
I was about 11 or 12. I really can't remember right now. It was 11 or 12, and I was living in this apartment complex called Tiburon, and I had one of my rapper friends named Jonathan. It was J-Dub at the time, and it was a game called NFL Blitz that was out. It was a football game that was real popular around that time. And he told me, like, yo, your lyrics go hard like Blitz, like NFL Blitz or whatever. So I took that and I put Young in front of it, and it was Young Blitz, and that's when I was doing the gospel thing. And then, you know, grew a little bit older, realized the Young Blitz sounded a little corny, so I dropped the Young.
Mm-hmm. And when you hear your tracks being played, how does it make you feel?
I'm sorry?
When you hear your tracks being played, how does it make you feel to hear your music?
It's an emotional feeling because it's crazy. It's like, if anything, I've always learned to be humble, and it's just crazy to know, like, the equipment that I use to create this music and the thoughts that I actually put together outside of my head is actually being heard by somebody who, you know, care or don't care. You know, just the fact that it's being played, somebody acknowledged it enough to want to play it. Like, it's an emotional feeling. It's a blessed feeling and a humbling feeling.
Absolutely. And my last thing would be, overall, is, like, where can people, like, find you to stay in tune? How do they, like, stay in tune to all your updates and upcoming projects?
This is blitz.net. Right now, kingblitz.com is in the process of being worked on, making sure I'm branding myself the correct way. So I've got a new website coming up soon, but for right now, this is blitz.net. You can Google me, find me on Twitter, just by Googling This Is Blitz. You'll be able to figure out all my social networks and everything like that. Everything is This Is Blitz. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is King Blitz. But, yeah, thisisblitz.net.
Yes, definitely. So, as we always say, we love and appreciate you. We want to, you know, make sure that you understand that after today is not like a one-time thing to constantly stay in tune with Miss Sweet Tea and myself or any part of our Intune show team, so we can constantly know where we can aid with your success as far as, like, you know, letting people know this release today, or as far as, like, whatever it is that we can help do to help benefit you in any way as a family, then definitely let us know. And whatever we can do to aid in that process, then we're definitely here for that.
Word. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate the love y'all showing me. And, man, I'm just blessed. Thank you. I don't know what else to say. I'm really
appreciative. Yeah. We love to embrace. And, you know, the one thing about the Intune show and, you know, along your journey, you will see that there, like you said, the business is shady, but not everyone is. You know, so just be able to differentiate people that are genuine versus people who are full of it, genuine for their own goals. And we really have no goals but to see people, like, walk away knowing, like, hey, they're real, they're a genuine network, and we pride ourselves in that. So again, we're family, so keep us abreast of what's happening.
Word. I really appreciate y'all.
Not a problem, Blitz. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
I'm here. The In Tune Show. That's what I do. Thank y'all.
You're welcome. Bye. Yay. So that was great, Miss Sweetie. You put together an awesome selection of individuals, all beautiful people.
Yes, very good. I'm very happy to have spoke with them all, and I actually can't wait to do this again, just to get more people out there.
Absolutely. So for all those who are interested in your time to shine with Miss Sweetie and myself, then definitely, keep those, submissions rolling in. And Miss Sweetie, let them know what you're looking for as far as, showcasing them on the show.
Guys, we don't discriminate against any type of music. I'm very eclectic. I love all kinds of music. So whatever type of music you do, please submit it. You can go on to Facebook, and actually the link on there is Your Time to Shine on Facebook. You can also get at me on Twitter, and I'm at God's Gift for Men, and that's FORMEN for Men. And you can also reach me on MS period Latrice LATRICE Jacobs JACOBS at hotmail.com. And just send me your submissions, long as it's clean and radio ready. I can't stress that enough. I mean, I would love to play everything that you send me, but this is a family show, y'all, and we have to keep it clean.
Absolutely. And make sure that your tracks are titled, because no one can guess your song. We don't know the name of your tracks. You definitely want to make sure that they're MP3 formatted, because our software only accepts MP3s, no MP4 or WAV files, period. Okay, so definitely include all your social media, your telephone numbers and email addresses, and if you have people that represent you, definitely include their information in it as well. So we love and appreciate you all, and we look forward to the next time to shine, Miss Sweetie. Also, you can check Miss Sweetie out on the panel, because she's an official panel member, and I'm so excited to just be able to embrace Miss Sweetie on another segment of the Intune Show. So it's always like hugs and love to me, because I get to talk with amazing people, I get to have amazing people on the show, and I have an amazing family/team. So, it gets no better than that for me. So thank you so much, Miss Sweetie, for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So I will see you on the 30th, ma'am.
Yes, you will. And anyone that's listening, please tune in, because I have a feeling that this is going to be an awesome, awesome two-hour show. I believe it's going to be funny.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Fun and tears and just a ball of all types of emotions. So, guys, please tune in on November 30th.
Definitely, and I'm just super excited that, I was looking for a man. It's something about Miss Sweetie that just kind of sparks my energy sometimes, because I was looking for a man to join the panel, and then she tweets me, we should have a man, and I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to do that. That would be awesome, and I reached out to someone that I thought is truly amazing. He said he had to think about it, but the long end of the process was he's on our panel. So we are definitely blessed to have Mr. Al King added to the panel, so we can have something from a male's perception. So it's all a blessing, and I'm really grateful for everybody. So thanks again, Miss Sweetie, for being so amazing, and you have a great night.
You too, darling, and see you next week.
Yay, bye.
Bye.
Yes, Miss Sweetie, definitely look her up. For those who are interested in 15 minutes of fame on Your Time to Shine, we're going to implement some more, like, fun interactive things for you guys to join us on the Time to Shine. So definitely look her up at ms.latrice, Jacobs at hotmail.com, or reach her under God's Gift for Men on Twitter. Until tomorrow, babies, you have a good night, and I will talk to you all soon. Until then, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. Let's count it down from 10. I make 11, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. all love. Ain't no room for all.